She's a fantastic character. She was a prostitute in Sydney in the 1920s, from about 1927 onwards. She died in 1953 when she was still quite young. She was only 41 when she died. during that period, she was very well known in Sydney at the time. The 1930s, late 20s and 30s, is what's known as the Razor Gang period in Sydney. It's specifically East Sydney, Darlinghurst, Surry Hills, Woolloomooloo. And it was a time where there were three main illicit trades flourishing. One was cocaine, one was prostitution, which was illegal at the time, and the other was sly grog, which grew up out of a curfew that was imposed on pubs and clubs from 6 p.m. So they had to close at 6, and that was what came out of that. So sly grog and speakeasies came out of that. So there's three big strands. Nellie was a freelancer as a prostitute, very, very famous, very beautiful. Reputedly came from the North Shore, from a wealthy family, but I don't know that that's actually true. I think she was really from a lower middle class background.
Yeah.
But because she'd been quite well educated at a girls' school on the North Shore, she could speak very well. She could come across as very ladylike, and one of the nicknames that she had at the time was Lady Nell, which is one of a series of names that she went by. So she could do this kind of upper-class impersonation at parties and things. But she was she arrived on the scene very young, at 14, 1927. She was, over the first 10 years especially of her career, she was associated with the top gang leaders at the time, rival gang leaders. So Norman Broon was the first one who was killed very early on, shot. And then there were two of them, Frank Green and Guido Caletti, who were Razor Gang leaders for different factions. And they fought over Nellie for about 10 years or more. So this went on for a long time. It was very violent. Someone called her the most fought over woman in Australian history, so came across that in one of the books. I'm not sure who that was. But she caused a lot of trouble. She was obviously interested in being with violent men, and was interested in being with the top dog, whoever that happened to be at the time. And often that just depended on who was in jail and who was out at the time as well. But she was abducted, you know, by these men from the other one. You know, they'd sort of come and reclaim her and take her back by force. And then there were razor battles and gun battles and all kinds of things. And they weren't the only two involved. There were quite a few other men who had a go and ended up, some of them ended up dead, some of them ended up maimed. But those
two,
were
wearing concrete boots or something.
Yeah, a few of them probably disappeared. But those two were the best known. They were quite famous themselves. They were infamous at the time, those two, Green and Carletti. So, so the newspapers, especially the real tabloid newspapers in Sydney at the time, The Truth and Smith's Weekly, were the two sort of tabloids. They loved these characters, and they wrote about them a lot. They were often in the papers, and the dramatic sort of love triangle comes up in the papers, and Nellie particularly, because she was obviously considered to be very glamorous, is a real favourite of theirs, so she's in there a lot. She lived not very long. I mean, most of them did die really young. She outlived Caletti. He was killed very young. When Caletti died, the other rival, Frank Green, seemed to lose interest to a certain extent. I think it was
a lot of it was
about the competition.
Yeah.
But also possibly he was losing his kind of his career was waning, so I think he had an injury to his gun hand, and he was sort of not top dog anymore. So at that point, after Caletti dies, there's not much of an association between her and Frank Green. But there's a series of other men, and there's a lot of other dramas as well further down the track.